الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين صدق الله العظيم. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal for His infinite blessings upon us, which are countless. Unfortunately, from most of them we are heedless and do not appreciate. And when we will appreciate, then that appreciation will not benefit us at all. Everyone, Muslim or non-Muslim, at one time they are going to appreciate. They are going to recognize what they had been bestowed with. How much potential or power in their ability they had to attain infinite blessings, unceasing blessings in the hereafter forever and ever. But we, by the fadl of Allah and the grace, are still living and our time has not expired. Hamara waqt abhi khatam nahi hua. We can still submit to Allah Azza wa Jal. Submitting, when we use the word submitting or tasleem, jisko kehte hain Arabi mein, Urdu mein, that means submitting with obedience and by leaving disobedience, submitting to follow the sunnah of his messenger and leaving the sunnah means the way, sunnahs of other people which are against the sunnah of the messenger. Submitting with the intention that we will sacrifice whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has given to us if we are commanded to do. That is the actual meaning of Islam. The word Islam itself means complete, freely, willingly submitting to the will and command of the Creator, of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this month of Muharram, this is a blessed month. In this month, many great personalities of this Ummah have been living and have been martyred and sacrificed whatever they had in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Amongst first of them is Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, was also martyred and killed in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal in this month. He spent his whole life from the time he embraced Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a way that in his lifetime evil in the world and sin was subdued. It had no courage to stand or dominate. The goodness dominated. In his lifetime, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali was living, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Imam Hussain and Imam Hassan was also living in his lifetime. They all served in his khilafah and they all prayed behind him. They all performed Hajj behind Hazrat in the caliphate of Imam Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And not for 1 year, 2 years, but over 10 years. So these pious and blessed beings of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all their life they were faithful and they respected and they honored Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So much so that even in their lifetime, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was living, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain was living. In their lifetime, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that with their permission and with the permission of Sayyidina Aisha that I may be buried next to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq or near the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of the companions, none of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Ali, Imam Hussain and other family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam objected that he should not be buried there, but they happily gave permission and he is still there, and on the day of judgment he is going to be resurrected with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he will be resurrected on the day of judgment, meaning the major resurrection on the day of judgment, when the graves will be split open, in one hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be in the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and the other hand in the hand of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. Why I am saying it, that the aqidah and the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is to love all the companions and to love without difference all the companions and to love and honor the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussain. We do not differentiate as such that we hate one and love the other, but we love and honor all of them. And that is the way they also lived in their lifetime. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. So much so that when Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, the elder brother of Imam Hussain, when he was given the khilafah, after Sayyidina Ali, when Sayyidina Ali was caliph and khalifa, and when he was martyred, the khilafah came to Imam Hassan. So he was the Khalifa of all the Muslim world at that time. But he was such a generous and pious and righteous person that he, with his own will, he gave the Khilafa to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who by some especially groups of the followers of Shia Mazhab, they do not consider and use very foul language against the companions, especially about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So imagine that Imam Hassan, who the Shia they claim to follow and who they claim to love, he is giving all the khilafah to Imam Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. All the responsibility of the government and the Islamic caliphate of all the Muslim ummah. So time of Sayyidina Ali was Khalifa, and the time of Imam Hassan stayed as a caliph for 6 months. 6 mahine wo khilafat mein the. And then he transferred the khilafah to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. He said that I withdraw my right and I give the right to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Then Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah remained as a caliph for 18 or more years. So Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his own will, gave the caliphate to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. So anyone who truly follows Imam Hassan, he should not criticize the companions that were in such a way that for example, some people they say that they violated the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, that they by force took the Khilafah from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while he was to be the first Khalifa. Well, I am saying that Imam Hassan, who was Khalifa already, he is giving the Khilafah to another companion. Imagine what their actions are and what our thoughts are. So as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Alhamdulillah, they are such a school of thought and sect that which existed from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of they were the companions, were the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah themselves. So that is why the sect who deviated from Islam and the truth, this one sign of them is that somehow they exclude, for example, the Shia sect, they would exclude or criticize the companions of Rasulullah. That they were, some of them, they were not right, they committed wrong, and they used very bad language against them. So, but Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, their aqidah and their belief is that they were all truthful and they were all honorable, there is no difference and in them. Regarding the beliefs, if there was any difference, were there differences of administrative and political nature, no difference in the deen, in belief, in practice, no difference at all. There is difference, yes, opinion in political view, and everyone can have their own view politically. Then there is one group who do not believe in awliya Allah and their karamat and their status. So they also rejecting one part. But Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah again saying that the Ahlullah or the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, they exist and their karamat and their wonderful acts, meaning the miracles they also perform. And then there are other groups which have superseded all of them. They say that Rasulullah was not the last prophet and messenger, but there was another messenger or prophet who were made prophets, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. You see, they are getting the Khatme Nabuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these groups, they deny something which was coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions from the very beginning. By Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Alhamdulillah, they believe in Khatm al-Nubuwwah, they believe in all messengers, they believe and love all the companions, they believe and love and honor all the members of Ahlul Bayt and the companions of Rasulullah sallam. They believe in only Allah and Saliheen, their karamat. All other sects which deviate, one of the signs is that they deny something. Wo kisi cheez ka inkar kar dete hain, so they become deviate. And their deviation, their actual deviation is known through their names also. Unke naamon se hi pata chal jata hai ki bhai ye sahi nahi. For example, what was the first sect which appeared in Islam, which diverged from the truth? سب سے پہلا فرقہ جو اسلام میں بنا ہے وہ کون سا ہے؟ Which one was that? The first sect in Islam which diverged from Islam were some of the people in the group of Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. They differed with Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ on certain issue. And what their belief was, which is wrong belief, very wrong belief, and one must not have that. Their belief was a person who commits kabira guna, major sin. A person who commits major sin, koi jo bada guna kar le, he becomes a kafir, he becomes out of Islam. کہیے کہ بھائی جو کبیرہ چھوٹا گناہ کرے گا تو نہیں، اگر بڑا گناہ کرو گے تو اسلام سے نکل جاؤ گے. سو ان دیئر اوپینین سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سیڈ ٹو دیم دیٹ یو آر رانگ، بٹ دے دین ور ایکسپیلڈ، سو دیئر نیم واز خارجی. دیٹ از دا فرسٹ سیکٹ وچ اپیئرڈ ان اسلام ایٹ دا ٹائم آف کمپینینز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دیئر نیم واز، واٹ واز دیئر نیم؟ خارجی. خارجی مینس اس طرح دی ورڈ خرج، جس کو کہتے ہیں خارج ہونا یا مخرج، ایگزٹ. فار ایگزامپل ایگزٹ ان عربی کے فیوری سے مخرج، اور لائک مخارج آف حروف. یو آر ناؤ اسٹڈنگ تجوید، دا سائنس آف ریسائٹنگ قرآن. سو ویئر فار ایگزامپل واٹ ون کین سے، واٹ از دی مخرج آف با؟ ویئر ڈز دا با کم فرام دا ماؤتھ؟ وچ پلیس ان دا ماؤتھ از با؟ So the where it comes from, emanates from, that's known as makhraj. So kharijiya name itself is evidence that they are expelled from the truth. Uska naam hi bata raha hai unka ki wo khariji. The name itself is evidence. Where did they come? Where was they expelled from? Where was their exit from? It is from the truth. The truth was always there. But they were very, very practicing people, that is true as well. They were very, very utmost practicing. Even companions and other people looked at their ibadat and their worship and they were impressed as well. Woh ibadat bahut zyada karte the, aur gunahon se bahut bachte the. They were very strict on taqwa and mean taqwa from amal and practicing. Even the worship of Tabi'in, when they looked at them, they also were impressed towards them. Even companions, and Rasulullah said to even his companions that there will be some people that who you will, when you will look at their worship, you will consider you are doing nothing. So they were practicing people. Now there is a reason why they were practicing people. Woh ek wajah hai why they were وہ اتنے اطاعت گزار اور عبادت اتنی کرتے تھے. کیوں؟ بیکاز دیر بلیف واز کہ اف اے پرسن کمٹ سن ہی ول بیکم کافر. سو پرسن ہو ہیز دس بلیف، جس کا یہ عقیدہ ہو کہ میں گناہ کروں گا تو کافر ہوں، سن فور آئی ول بیکم نان مسلم، تو وہ کیسے گناہ کرے گا؟ ٹو اٹ موسٹ ہی ول ٹرائی ہز بیسٹ ایٹ لیسٹ ٹو ابسٹین، نہ کہ وہ نیکی چھوڑے گا. Nor he will actually leave prayers or anything like this. It is natural effect of it. Other people who are truthful who believe Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Iman, two things, Iman, belief and Amal, they are separate things. They cannot become considered mingled or one. Yes, Amal, the good deeds, they decorate and increase the quality of Iman, but actual Iman is separate. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusr, that by the time the mankind is in khusr, in nuqsan, in loss, mankind is in loss. By time mankind is in loss. Insan jo hai, human, in laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned time, for example. Illa alladhina, but those people, amanu, those people who have believed, jo iman lai, wa amilu salihat,
and did righteous deeds.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned iman separately, the believing part separately, wa amilu salihat, and the righteous deeds separately. So many other groups also became deviated because they could not find or understand the relationship between iman and amal. What is the relationship? So some said iman, amal are also iman, and some said iman is also deeds are beliefs, and beliefs are deeds, the same thing. So Khariji, they were the first people to say that a person who commits sin, he becomes a kafir. So their name is bad. Although they were living at the time of Sayyidina Ali, so some people say that they are tabi'in. They are not tabi'in. Tabi'in definition is only not that who sees a sahabi. Never be confused by this. So although they were living at the time of companions, so aapne suna hoga, you must have heard, bhai tabi usko kehte hain ki jo sahabi ko dekhe. Lekin sirf yahi nahi ke wo sahabi ko dekhe. So they were also living with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu for a certain number of years they lived. And then they diverged, they separated from him. So unko tabi'in nahi keh sakte. We cannot say that they are tabi'in. Why? Because the word tabi', it means follower. The word tabi itself means ittiba, jisko kehte hain. Ittiba means following. Jaise hum kehte hain ittiba'e rasool, the following of the messengers. So the tabi'in are those people who followed the companions, who lived at their time, saw them, and tabi'in, the word tabi itself means the followers. Tabi'in, the translation of the word tabi'in is the followers. Followers of whom? Companions. So when they did not follow the Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu or the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they not only expelled from Islam, but also they were expelled from being a tabi as well. So they are not tabi anymore, meaning they are not followers anymore, because they did not follow the Hazrat Ali or any other companion. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of them were scholars, some of them were not scholars. They were simple people living, working, laborers, businessmen, farmers. But it is a miraculous, wonderful thing that none of the companions ever, not even one single one of them, they were found in any other sect. So at that time there were sects like Khariji, there was one sect, and thousands of companions were living, but not even one companion was with them. So similarly, Shia, from their word it is itself evidence that they are wrong. Because Shia also means a separating group. The word it itself means, it is telling you that he is wrong. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no thing such as Shia, or a group. So they came after Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time there were some people with Hazrat Ali. So one group became Khariji. They were expelled and they said that Imam Hazrat Ali is kafir as well, and because he committed a sin, he is kafir. And a person who commits sin, he is kafir. And one group from Hazrat Ali's followers, they became Shia after his death. Woh bhi gumrah ho gaye, and they bhi gumrah ho gaye. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Prophet said to me that, O Ali, by your personality, in relation to you, two groups will deviate. Do group jo hai wo gumrah ho jayenge. One which love you excessively, that they will elevate you high, even equal to Prophet sometime. And other who will hate you. So the group which hated Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was the Kharijis, and they martyred as well Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala after a while, because Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala did jihad with them and killed them because they were causing chaos in amongst Muslims. And the group which loved Hazrat Ali excessively were known as
Shia. That they excessively loved, so much loved, that they hated other companions, some of them. And they said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr or Sayyidina Umar, that they were not good people, righteous people. Some of them, they considered them, that they were disbelievers, they became apostates after Prophet ﷺ. So they have deviant beliefs. So Shia, the name Shia, what does it mean? It means group. So this means that this was a group which separated. Khariji, this was a group which separated. So first sect which came was in Islam was Khariji, and their name itself is evidence that they are expelled. Shia, second name, is the name itself is evidence that they are a group, separate group. Third group which appeared at the time of the Tabi'een, like Tabi'een living like Imam Hassan Basri and the students of Sayyidina Ali and companion, they are known as Mu'tazila. And their name also itself, let's decide what their beliefs are, their name also tells that they are also Gumrah and astray. Because the word I'tazala, Mu'tazila means people who separated. So this was, there was one person, their leader, who was student of Imam Hassan Basri. Student of Imam Hassan Basri, rahmahullah. And Imam Hassan Basri was a student of companions, and he was also in the spiritual links. He is the Khalifa of Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala. All the narrations or the chains of tasawwuf, they go through him, except Tariqah Naqshbandiya. It actually goes to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه, and all other go to Sayyidina Ali and Imam Hassan Basri. So there was one person, he also differed with Imam Hassan Basri on a matter of belief. On a matter of belief, he had a different opinion. So Imam Hassan Basri said that expelled him, and he also became separate. And so their followers, then they were known as Mu'tazila. So these were the few basic fundamental sects which appeared in Islam. Similarly, Qadiani, their name is also very easy to know that they are not on the truth, because what Mirza, the previous heir or leader, Mirza Tahir, once said, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be 73 or 72 sects in my ummah, and one will be on truth and the others will be on falsehood. One will receive salvation, the others one will not. Meaning that direct salvation, that one will have true beliefs and the others, they will corrupt the beliefs. One sect will be true and the other. So Mirza Tahir said that Rasulullah said, he did not say that there more than one will be true. He only said one will be true and the others, they will not be true. So he said, look against us, Brailvis, Salafis, Deobandis, Ahlul Hadith, Shia, all other sects, they are unanimous against us. They are unanimous against us. They are against all are against us. So this means that they all can't be true. Only one can be true. And because they are against one, so the one true one is actually ours. Because it is proven from Hadith, because only one sect is going to be true, not many. So if in one stage the Shia and Bailvi, Deobandi, Ahlul Hadith and others, they get together, so this means they all can't be true, only one is true. And when what they are against, they're all against us. So we are the true one, because they're all against us, against 72 against one. So meaning the one will be the true. 72 cannot be true, 5 cannot be true, 3 cannot be true. So this was a very difficult question, which the scholars of the time, this time at least was just recently, not very long ago, they could not answer. Scholars even who specialized in studying the Qadiani Mazhab, it is very difficult to understand what truly they say. Even scholars, ulama, they find difficult to understand what they are saying. So these scholars, they could not, alhamdulillah, they were very high level scholars. Bahut bada maqam tha unka. But this question they could not solve, the how to answer this. Because on one side they are saying, the hadith is true, hadith sahih. And hadith also mentioned this one will be true only. So they had an evidence from that hadith that the one is true, others are false. So meaning the all others are against us. So one is true and one is us. So they are 5, 10, 15, they can't be true. So everyone was impressed. So meaning people, they were impressed. They were like, oh yes, that seemed to be the truth. So the question coming came to our teacher, which many brothers you have studied with as well, a great scholar of this time, Dr. Lama Khalid Mahmood, who currently is also Justice of Supreme Court of Sharia in Pakistan as well, but who is here now. He is a scholar and also a person who has spiritually insight, but he is a person who has attained the quality of the topic which we were discussing, tawazu, humbleness. He never shows that he has something. Simple living, simple sitting, because he said that the purpose of the tasawwuf, a science of self-purification, is to annihilate oneself. Mitana jisko kehte hain. Tasawwuf ka maqsood hai apne aap ko mitana, to annihilate, to lower yourself. And he said that if the result is that you are elevating yourself, تصرف و مسعود بنانا نہیں اپنے آپ کو مٹانا ہے. اگر اپنے آپ کو بندہ بنا رہا ہے, پہلے عام بندہ تھا, اب وہ کہہ رہا ہے میں دوسروں سے بھی اچھا ہوں, تو وہ تو he is quite going opposite what the تصرف wants. تصرف کا مقصود تو یہ تھا تزکیہ نفس کا, کہ اپنے آپ کو مٹانا, to lower. And if one person was living as a normal life before and now he considers or elevates himself, so that is really opposite signs of self-purification. اس کا مقصد تو بنانا نہیں اپنے آپ کو, that you pretend and pretensions and other things, you boast and then. تو یہی تو سائنس تھی. This was the only science or the subject which the purpose of which was to humbleness and lowliness and ardiya. So the scholars of Pakistan, India, other scholars, they came to him. وہ ان کے پاس آئے, انہوں نے کہا کہ بھئی یہ, that's what he had said, and we really, it is difficult question, یہ مشکل سوال ہے کہ بھئی اس کو کس طرح آنسر کریں, اور to even to let our own people to understand that what is the answer of this question. کہ قادیانی یہ کہتے ہیں کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ 72 فرقے ہوں گے, ایک فرقہ حق پہ ہوگا, دوسرے گمراہ. تو وہ کہتے ہیں کہ یہ سارے فرقے ہمارے خلاف ہیں, تو ہم ایک ہیں اور یہ بہت ہیں. اس کا مطلب ہے ہم صحیح ہیں, یہ سارے غلط ہیں, کیونکہ فرقہ ایک ہی حق پر ہونا ہے. سو حضرت علامہ خالد محمود صاحب, تو دیز پیپل دیٹ دی آنسر آف اٹ از اٹ سیلف ان دیٹ دے پٹ دا کوشچن واٹ دے ہیو سیٹ اور دی ایویڈنس واٹ دے ہیو گیون, دا آنسر اٹ سیلف از, جواب جو ہے وہ اسی میں ہے جو انہوں نے کہا. دے سیڈ یس وی ہیو پونڈرڈ اوور اٹ, but we have not found really what answer. So Hazrat Lama Sahib said that you ask them that the sect which is true, the sect which is true, is it existing from the beginning, or does it exist after, or it came after Rasulullah SAW, or it came after the companions, or it came after the tabi'in? Jo sachcha firqa hai, وہ شروع سے آ رہا ہے یا بعد میں بنا ہے, مطلب 100 سال بعد, 200 years after, 50 years after the companions, what did it came? But the truth, the true firqa, the true sect has always existed, or was, did it not exist at the time of companions and came after? So it is very well it is quite easy and apparent, everyone understands that the companions were the true firqa, the true people. We haq pe the, aur aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke jo tabedar aur jo sahabi the and tabeen. So the true sect, it existed from the very beginning. So unhone farmaya, when it existed from the very beginning, it, you ask them that where were you at that time? You came after about 100 years ago or so. You follow Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, and he came after more than 100 years ago. So if the, you are the true sect, where were you at the time of Tabi'in, at the time of Imam and Imam Abu Hanifa lived? They, we don't find in the books the name of Qadiani, that there was a sect at that time. So you can never be that sect, because the true sect, jo asal jo sachcha firqa hai, wo to shuru se aa raha hai. Wo ye itni hazar saal baad banega ya 1200 saal baad banega. To aap jo 1200, after 1300 years you came into existence, this itself is evidence that you are not true. Ki jo sachcha firqa hai wo to aa raha hai. That's why we say Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaa, it existed from the time of companions up to now. There is no, that we do not say that we came in 500 years ago or 600 years ago or 800 years ago. While the other old sects, they have a time limit, you see. Shia, that existed at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ or the time of companions as such. They came after Hazrat, after the, even the death of Hazrat Ali رضي الله عنه. Khariji, they were expelled, they also were separate. Mu'tazila were separate. Similarly, all the sects appearing now, new sects. Salafis, he said there were no Salafi sects as known as Salafi at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, this sect which was known as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'a. Sunnah means the ahadith and the following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Jama'a means a group. So which group we follow? The group of companions. So which group? So Ahl Sunnah means, the hadith. And Jamaat jisko kehte hain, Jamaat se kya murad hai? Jamaat-e-Sahaba. The Jamaat of the group or the Jamaat of Sahaba. So these people, so after Sayyidina Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه, these people also were very deviant people appeared in different times. So I'm just coming to a point now. So after Hazrat Imam Hassan رضي الله تعالى عنه, when he gave the Khilafah to Hazrat Amir Mu'awiya, when all these sects which I have given you, Kharijis and Mu'tazila and Shia, all they appeared in Iraq, not anywhere else. They appeared, ye bane hai jahan kahan? Iraq mein. Mu'tazila, Basra mein, others in Iraq as well, Baghdad, and all these sects they appeared in, mostly 99% they were in Iraq. So the first person who protected the beliefs of Ummah, first person who protected after the companions and Tabi'in, the beliefs of Ummah, sabko jiski hifazat ki, who fought with, meaning by knowledge, ilm se, by knowledge, and with dalail, who defended the iman of the entire ummah, because these sects appeared at the time of in Iraq, in Baghdad, in Basra, in Kufa, and all these were sects. There were more, even Jahmiya and others similar. There was countless different sects, but they appeared in Iraq. So who was the first person of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah who defended the true Aqidah? Now that is, you should know, the you and our Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Nu'man bin Sabit. The people who follow Imam Abu Hanifa in fiqh masail, or not follow, for example Salafis or Shafis, these are the masail of fiqh they do not follow, but in Aqidah and in belief they also follow Imam Abu Hanifa and the Hanafis of Ula Sajj. Because the he was the first person to write down in writing the beliefs of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He wrote a book which was named Fiqhul Akbar, the great fiqh, And it has, we have, alhamdulillah, that book as well, and their translation. I have also done, inshallah, I might give you some time just to study the Aqeedah of Imam. So at that time, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, along with his students, he actually defended the Aqeedah of Ahl-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the true Aqeedah of Ahl-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So people living in Makkah, in Madinatul Munawwara, in Makkah, in Egypt, in other Islamic countries, they did not have to face these sects. So they did not need to have, there wasn't a need to write anything on it. So after Imam Abu Hanifa, one of his grand students wrote an Aqeedah again, the book of his called, which you know as Aqeedah Tahawiyah. Now that Aqeedah Tahawiyah is prevalent in all the Muslim Ummah, sari dunya. Saudi Arabia mein bhi wahi aqeedah padhaya jata hai, hamare paas bhi wahi hai, and Egypt mein bhi, in Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Ahl-e-Sunnah wal Jama'ah is unanimous document aqeedah, and he is Hanafi as well, wo bhi Imam Abu Hanifa ki falwa hai. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Nu'man bin Sabit, is not a normal person. He's not a normal person. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even foretold his coming. He prophesied his coming. He said that a man from a Persian descent, if the Imam is gone far as actually the stars are, jitne sitare dur hai, idhar Imam udhar bhi chala jaye. He did not say amal, but Imam. Iman jo hai, aqeedah jisko kehte hain. Iman as far as the stars, there will be a man from the Persian descent who will even bring it down from there. Wo wahin se bhi rahe. And that the scholars say that that's only the Persian descent person amongst the ulama, great aima, is Imam Abu Hanifa, because he was a Persian descent. Others were Arabic or Arab descent and, from other countries. But the Persian, it is quite a historical fact that by us waqt jab when all these firqas after Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ became martyred, Hazrat Amir Mawiyah also died, and the great Tabi'in and Imam Abu Hanifa, and all these firqas and these sects, they became active and they became rationalistic and they were leading people astray. This was the person who stood in defense of from all the ummah in front of them. And he answered, and he did debates with them, actually himself. So, wo aam bande nahi, not normal person. So, ye hai Imam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man bin Sabit, that in Aqeedah, that's why we follow him, and alhamdulillah, we have the privilege that we follow him in fiqh as well. So, if one person relies on Aqeedah, which is more important part, even Salafis, Ahlul Hadith, Shafis, Hanbalis, Malikis, they even rely on him for Aqeedah. So we also rely on him on fiqh as well. So alhamdulillah, all other fiqh are the three Imams in truth as well. There's no harm or deficiency in there. So after the demise of the Shahadat of Imam Hassan, Imam Hassan also became martyred because one of his wife who poisoned him. Imam Hassan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, once he got up for tahajjud prayer, aapne tahajjud ke waqt, because he was the, he was to be, he gave khilafat to Hazrat Amir Mawiyah, and there was a contract that after the khilafat of Amir Mawiyah, the khilafat again would come to a person from the family of Ahlul Bayt. So some of the deviant people, they bribed or they gave a kind of incentive to one of his wives, that if you poison Imam Hassan, then aap unko zahar de doge, then I will marry you and make you queen. Because I will become a khalifa or the leader, so I will marry. So she became greedy. Wo lalach mein aa gayi unki biwi. Aur unhone Imam Hassan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, when he got up for tahajjud prayer, he would do wudu. اور پھر وہ وضو کے بعد پانی پیتے تھے اسی پانی سے, کیونکہ یہ سنت بھی ہے کہ بھائی اس پانی سے پانی پی لینا وضو جس سے بندہ کرتا ہے. اینڈ ہی ڈرنک واٹر ایز ویل فرام دیٹ ایز ویل. ہی واز کوشیس, ہی وڈ کور اٹ ود سو دیٹ اسٹمپ اٹ ان وے کور اٹ سو دیٹ اف سم ون ہیز بین ٹیمپرڈ ود ہز واٹر ہی وڈ نو ہی واز کوشیس ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم ایز ویل. بٹ شی ڈیڈ پٹ پوائزن دا واٹر and then again actually she covered it as it was before. So Imam Hassan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he got up for tahajjud prayer, آپ نے وضو کیا, وضو کے بعد پانی پیا, and as soon as it was so lethal poison, وہ اتنا خطرناک زہر تھا, as soon as he did a part of his internal organs they began to come out in the form of vomiting, meat and blood, he began to vomit immediately. Aur ye wo bande hain, this is that person ke Rasoolullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said ke Hassan jo hai ye jannat ke jawanon ke sardar hai. This means that a person who is extremely pious and righteous, to ye nahi ki usko koi nuksan nahi ho sakta, he cannot suffer any difficulty, he cannot suffer any disease, wo bimar nahi hoga, he cannot suffer any. His wife became unfaithful. To agar meri aur aapki biwi bhi baat na sune aapki, to hum kahe bhi aam to dekho pata nahi kyun hi baat sun rahi hamari biwi aap. Agar meri aapki biwi na baat sune to isme pareshan hone wali baat nahi hai. کہ جب امام حسن, جس کو عورت نے جس نے سنا ہوا ہوا ہے خود پتہ ہے اس کو کہ یہ امام حسن ہے. ادر پیپل ایون دے وش دیٹ دے ور ایکچولی ایون ہیڈ دا سینڈلز آف امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ٹو پٹ آن دیئر ہیڈ, دے ور پریویلیبل فیل پریویلیج, اینڈ شی ہیڈ سچ اے پریویلیج دیٹ شی بیکیم ہز وائف, لیکن وہ انفیتھ فل ہو گئی. So yes, we are not responsible to take everyone in Jannah, meaning that by force we can take our wife or our children. But the responsibility we have is up to our level, hum koshish kare, hum unko bataye, sachi baat bataye, nasihat kare, counsel them and give them good advice. According to our best of our abilities, we should exert the pressure, the leverage which we have for their betterment. Now if they do not listen, اس کا یہ مطلب نہیں ہے کہ دیٹ یو آر ناٹ رائٹ اور دا دین از ناٹ رائٹ اور اینی تھنگ ہیز گون رانگ ایز سچ. یس دے آر یوزنگ دیئر فری ول, وہ اپنی اختیار استعمال کر کے نہ بات سنیں, ٹھیک ہے, اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ول آسک دیٹ یو ججمنٹ. سملرلی ان دا قرآن آلسو مینشن دا وائف آف حضرت نوح علیہ السلام اینڈ حضرت لوط علیہ السلام, دے آلسو بیکیم ان فیتھ, میننگ دیٹ دے ڈیڈ ناٹ بلیو. اینڈ دی سن آف حضرت نوح علیہ السلام, تو نوح علیہ السلام, اللہ پاک نے فرمایا تھا نوح علیہ السلام سے کہ آئی ول سیو یور اہل, یور فالوورز, یور گروپ, یور فیملی. اہل وز دا ورڈ از یوز آلسو فار فیملی از ویل, سو کہ اہل بیت, دا پیپل آف دا ہاؤس, اہل بیت. بٹ وین دی نوح علیہ السلام سن واز ڈیڈ ناٹ لسن ٹو ہیم اینڈ ہی واز ٹو بی ڈراؤنڈ, جب وہ ڈوبنے لگا تو نوح علیہ السلام نے اللہ پاک سے دعا کی کہ ان نبنی من اہلی, دیٹ مائی سن از فرام مائی فیملی, وان وعدک الحق, اینڈ اللہ یور پرامس از دیٹ یو ول سیو مائی فیملی اینڈ یور گروپ اینڈ یور فالوورز. واٹ از اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سے تھرو نوح علیہ السلام, انہ لیس من اہلک, he is not amongst your ahl and your family, innahu amalun ghayru salih, that he is not followers, his amal, his deeds are non righteous and non pious deeds, uske amal acche nahi hai, saleh nahi hai. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said inni a'idu kadaru wa nu, I advise you that don't ask such question, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said I will save your ahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant the ahl is who you follow you, is not that who is your son or wife or anything like this. So, but Nuh alayhi salam, he thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of mercy, he said that he is my ahl as well. But the ahl which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Nuh alayhi salam, it meant his followers. Allah Pak ki marad thi ki aapke jo pairokar hain ahl wo hain. To jo ahl who does not believe and commit practice righteousness, he is not there. To Nuh alayhi salam bete ne unki baat nahi suni. So there is no blame on Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Similarly now as well, Imam Hassan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, his wife became that she poisoned him. اور پھر آپ کو Imam Hussain and other, they had a very strong position at that time in all the Muslim Ummah at that time. So وہ پاس آئے and they asked again and again to Imam Hassan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کہ آپ بتائیں کہ کس نے آپ کو دیا ہے, who had poisoned you. Now Imam Hassan knew by kis ne diya hai, because it was only he and his wife living in the house at that time. So aapko pata tha meri biwi ne diya hai. But because, as I say, that it is not allowed to have a bad opinion of a Muslim unless you have actually seen 100% crystal clear. So he knew 99.9% he knew to be usi ne diya hai. And he asked, but Imam Hussain, one other companion and members of the said that if you utter once what, and then we are obliged to charge her or whoever you say, and they will be punished, obviously, as a result. But Imam Hassan, up to his death, he opened his mouth regarding that. He never uttered a word. He said, I am not saying anything. Kyunki dekhe ye hai maqam. That a person has poisoned and you know who has poisoned you. 99.9%. You're sure of it. He personally was sure, I said. But the Sharia point of view, Sharia is such a high thing, an elevated thing. Sharia ka maqam itna buland hai ki aankhon se nahi dekha, to aapne farmaya ki main kisi musalman ke bare mein bura gumaan nahi karta. I do not have a bad opinion about a Muslim. Ab hamari bhi halat laga. You should consider yourself, I should consider my own position. Ki hum kitna gumaan rakhte hain. The first thing our mind goes to negativity regarding any matter. Koi kisi bande ne aapko, for example, vaada kiya hai. A person have promised you he will be there. So the first thing will come in your mind if he is not there, to bhai, he has turned back from his ahad or his promise, he is not fulfilling it. Some sinful word. گناہگار ہو گیا ہے, اس نے وعدہ پورا نہیں کیا. لیکن یہ نہیں بنا سکتا, پتہ اس کو ایمرجنسی ہوگی حکومت نہ فیز ناٹ ابلائز بائی شریع نہ ٹو کم, کہ شریعت میں زیادہ تر اس کی ایمرجنسی ہے, اس کی کوئی موت فوت ہوگی, سم ون ہیز ڈائڈ اور ہی ہیز این فوٹ اور ہی ہیز فورگٹ آف دی ایز اے ہیومن بینگ. اسی طرح وہ بھی مسلم, لیٹس سے یو کم سی اے مسلم کمنگ آؤٹ آف پب, تو آپ یہ بھی سوچتے, you can also think like this, for example, that he went to call someone. It is your nature, ye to aapki hai, to aapki tabiyat kaisi. That he went to, maybe there was someone, one of his friend or someone other in there, and he went to call him, and he did not. Or he went to get cigarettes, or he went to get, etc., etc. Or he went to give dawat, like many people, is tablighi jamaat jo hai, اور بھی لوگ جو ہیں یہ دے ایون گو ٹو ان ٹو پبز ایکچولی ٹو گیو دعوت اینڈ انوائٹ پیپل. وہ ایون پبوں میں بھی جاتے ہیں لوگوں کو دعوت دینے کے لیے, وہ نکلتے ہیں. بٹ فرسٹ تھنگ اف آئی تھنک ہی مسٹ ہیو ہیڈ 10 پائنٹس آف بیئر, او ناؤ آئی نو اباؤٹ ہیم. تو یہ ایول از ناٹ ان ہیم, اس میں تو جو ایول ہے اٹس بٹوین ہیم اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. وٹ ایور ہی ہیز ہی ول بی اکاؤنٹیبل. لیکن آئی ہیو پروون دیٹ آئی آلسو ہیو ایول ان می, میرے میں بھی مجھ میں بھی جو ہے باطل اور یعنی شر ہے. تو میں نے اسی لیے اس کو شر کی طرف پہلے گیا. آئی وینٹ ٹوڈز نیگیٹیوٹی فرسٹ رادر دین پازیٹیوٹی. اگر میں اچھی, اف آئی سیڈ دیٹ ہی وینٹ دیئر فور دس, تو pious and righteous people always have this attitude. They never go to look at the dark side first, the good side first. If a person has not come in prayer, instead of saying ki bhai haan wo jaanboojh ke ghar mein baitha hua hai, he has not come, and I saw him going in the house and he's not come out of the prayer for prayers, and he's just sitting there not praying. Main ye bhi soch sakta hu, he can become ill. That's why he did not come in the mosque. Or he had children to look after, there was no one looked after his children. Wo nahi ja nahi sakta masjid, shariat mein ijazat hai usko bhi, ab bachchon ka wo khayal rakhega. Or his wife has become ill, wo kahin aur chala gaya, etc., etc. If your mind always goes, oh, that person has missed the prayer, wo namaz hi nahi padta, then really, that aside what other person is doing inside the house, you have proven to yourself that you have a great defect and evil in you. Aap mein bohut buri baat. So Imam Hasan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, itne bade maqam ruhani taur pe bhi, he never even mentioned the spiritual station he had. Lekin, but he never mentioned, he had said, I will have a good opinion of a Muslim. I want to leave this world having a good opinion of a Muslim. Because he was such a person, ki khilafat unhone khud de di, the government or the king or the khilafah of the Islamic world aapne de di. So wo to imam to shaheed ho gaye. He became martyred. And he was the person who looked very much like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My companions say that when we see Imam Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one can know that he is the reflection of Rasulullah SAW could be found in his personality. His to aapki mushabat thi, he had resembled in physical features as well his brother Rasulullah SAW. So aap shaheed ho gaye, uske baad that wife went to the person who asked her. So she went to him that I have done my job now, actually that you, when now it is your job to make me the queen. He said that your reward is death. Usne kaha tumhare bhi jo tumhare liye ajr swab hai wo maut hai. Kyun? If you were not faithful to the grandson of Rasulullah SAW, how could I expect Ali to be really faithful to me? اب مجھ سے کیسی وفا کرو گے تم جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نواسے تھے تم نے وفا نہیں کی تو کیسی وفا کرو گے سو شی ڈ ناٹ اٹین اینی ورلڈلی تھنگ اور دین بھی جو ہے گیا اور دنیا بھی گئی اتنا بڑا گناہ کر کے وہ مر گئی اور کچھ نہیں ملا سملرلی از آور سچویشن از ویل کہ شیطان لیورز اس میننگ ان ڈفرنٹ ویز دیٹ یس اف یو disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She disobeyed the grandson of Prophet. We disobey, or sometimes amongst us people, disobey the grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Okay, shaitan and people of dunya, they are luring us, who kehte hain, haan, tum sunnat pe na chalo. What is, it is stories of ancient, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and Rasulullah SAW recited the verses of the Quran and he mentioned the realities of hereafter and Jannah and Paradise. They said, In haza illa asatirul awwalin. These are just stories of previous people which he is just repeating. Wo kuch bhi nahi hai, ye kahaniyan hai bas. So today as well, brother, this is 21st century or 15th century, what you are talking about. These are stories. But so shaitan and people of dunya, like that woman who was lured by the king or the leader of that time, wife of Imam Hasan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, we are also lured. گناہوں میں وہ ہمیں لے جاتا بھی ٹھیک ہے گناہ کر لو, and we mean don't follow the sunnah, but you will get a good job, your business will excel like this and such and such, or the career wise, or you will get, if you have a beard, you are not going to get a beautiful partner. This is a shaitani idea. Very ultimately known. And many people, they just follow it as well. Because if we have a beard, I am not criticizing people who are not have a beard as such. It's not our way. They should know themselves. But I am saying that there are many people that they say, that if we keep beard, we are not going to get a suitable match. Well, well, we are not going to have. So here, on apparent and in depth, it is a shaitanic idea. Because Islam, because who is the creator and bestower of ne'mat and blessing? Kaun hai dene wala rizq ka? Kaun hai jisne aurtein aur mard paida kiye? Who can bring the most beautiful partner to you? Or the most best job to you? Who is the ultimate controller? Kaun hai? Allah paas hi zaat hai. And if it happens like this, that you will not get one side, and you, job bhi nahi milegi, biwi bhi nahi milegi, aur sunnat se bhi mahroom reh gaya bana. Similarly, it happened to one person in our locality in Pakistan. He was not finding a good partner, meaning good match. Uska koi rishta nahi mil raha tha. And one he found, his family found, and he went there and visited them. And the girl's parents looked at him. He did not have beard, but he had a very big moustache. Moustache bahut badi badi. So they said that he is a good person, a banda to bahut achha hai, we will accept him as our son-in-law, but he have to trim his moustache. Iski moochhe hai isko. He had special kind of moustache, usne bade saalon se, from so many years, and it was his, he was quite proud of them and kept them very passionately, very passionate about them. So it was very hard for him. Uske liye bahut mushkil tha moochhe manana. Because he was very famous with them in that locality. But after all, he wanted to marry as well and to ghar bhi wo basana chahta tha. So usne kaha ke moochhe jo hai, I sacrifice them. So usne, he trimmed his mushtar. So after he had trimmed his mushtar, the king shaved completely his mushtar, something happened, they still denied giving him their daughter. And this is the truth, probably we know very closely that. But so something else happened, so it was not about mushas, because kuch aur ho gaya, and the match was not there. So he became an example and a joke for all people, ke that ke rishta bhi nahi mila aur mujhe bhi gayi. But never he even did not have a partner, was a wife, he did not accept, and his mushtaj unfortunately they also went away. So isi tarah jo Allah aur uske rasool ke saath shaitan ki baat sunega, the society, the people of the world, dunyavi logon ki baat sunega, and he will go towards them, he will not attain what they are doing, what he is going for, because the ultimate who holds everything in his hand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you displease Allah azza wa jal by pleasing people, so Allah pak unse bhi mahroom kar denge, aur apni raza se to pehle hi wo mahroom ho gaya banda. To is pe jo hai, yani aap gaur kare, this is a very great reality, the ulama and scholars and ulama said ke jo banda Allah ki narazgi bandu ko razi karne ke liye leta hai, wo bande bhi naraz ho jayenge, people will also become displeased, they will not be able to they will not be happy and pleased, and he will be defiled as well. That's how shaitan also does. And it is, and Allah once said in the Quran, the masal is shaitan is qala al-insanu nikfur. The example of shaitan is that he says to a person, commit kufr. Lamma kafara, jab wo kufr kar leta hai, when he commits, meaning he becomes unthankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the death comes near to him. And he said, qala inni bari'um minka. I am free, the shaitan then says to him, I am free from blame. What you have done, I have nothing to do with this. Inni akhafullaha rabbal alameen. I myself fear from the Lord of the worlds. What you have done is what you have done. Jo tumne kiya hai, wo tumne kiya. So there is a story which ulama mentions, a long story, but I'm just mentioning the last part. Ke shaitan ek bahut bade abid ke paas, pehle bhi maine bataya, I have also mentioned before, bahut bade abid, a person who was worshipping very Allah azza wa jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala very frequently, to the kabhi isko kis tarah gumrah kar sakta hu main, how can I mislead him? To usne ye kiya ke that shaitan changed himself into, usne apne aap ko ek bahut bade buzurg ki shakal mein, safed daadi aur actually everything as being pious and righteous, went to him, uske paas aa gaya, and he began to worship. Day and night wo namaz mein khada hai. So this worshipper who was worshipping, he was impressed with, dekho, main bhi ibadat karta hun, but this worshipper is very, very more devoted than me. But he was shaitan, because wo bahut bada bana hua hai. So he's not saying anything, wo kuch nahi keh raha usse. To usne Abid sahab ne pucha, the worshipper said that Hazrat, hamein bhi kuch nasihat kare, aap ibadat hi itni kar rahe hain, ki hamein bhi kuch tawfeeq ho is tarah. So usne kaha main ja raha hun. He said, I am going now, tomorrow I will go. But he said that before I am going, I will give you something. Pehle main isse ki main chala jaun, main tumhe kuch de jaunga. And he gave him something to read. Oot patang hi tha, kuch bhi nahi tha. Focus, nothing actually. We could not understand what was written down. That's how some people do certain deeds and read mantras and jantras and they don't understand. Kya pad rahe hain wo? Bhai isme kufar hai, shirk hai, kuch nahi. And they are just impressed that someone has given them. So he said that this is mantra I'm giving you, that if anyone has trouble with jinnat, if you need to do jinnat, chale jai. So he was happy, because many people are very passionate about these things. Halanki it is just like gambling. When you are dealing with drug dealers and gangsters, so you are more liable actually to go into trouble. If you deal every day with gangsters or drug dealers, you are taking things from them, giving things, maybe not drugs, but any other things, still you will come into trouble. Similarly, if you deal with shayateen or jinnat, very frequently you are passionate about them, but one day, sooner or later, that even you will. So Shaitan went from there and he went towards a princess living at that time, very close in that locality in the where he was living. Wo princess mein jaake dakhal ho gaya Shaitan. And so he could not be cured. She was possessed. So Shaitan himself he came in the dream as a buzurg to the king. Wo badshah ke khwab mein aaya, that there is such pious person living there. If he comes, he has the cure. Your princess, your daughter will be cured. So the king woke up and he said, oh, I have guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's how people misinterpret dreams and visions. Unko kuch nazar aa gaya, they think, haan, light nazar aa gaya, this is light of Allah. This is the light of Iman. This is the light of the messenger. Or they see anything. And they are very, very swift and hastened to interpret things wrongly. So he said, I am a buzurg hoon, and this is in the dream I have go to that person. So Badshah jo hai, usne beje bande, he sent people and called the Abid. Now because Shaitan himself has done that. So when that Abid or that worshipper came, as soon as he entered the palace of the king, the princess became well. Because wo khud hi bahar nikal aaya usse. Because wo khud hi to udhar ke andar gaya tha. So jab wahi wo worshipper andar aaya, the Shaitan he came out of the princess. Mubarak khada ho. So Badshah ne kaha, haan, ye to bahut bada buzurg ye hai ki pehle kadam rakha hai aur ye theek ho gaya hai. While even Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, awliya Allah, shayateen interfere with them, try to harm them. And all the life, awliya Allah, they are struggling, meaning fighting with shaitan. To nuksaan to jata rehta hai, wo koshish karta hai. Baj jai koi to Allah ka fazal hota hai. But it's a long story, but I'm just cutting it short. Then somehow the second time when he went home to his monastery, wo apni khanqah mein jab gaya, again after 2 weeks she became ill. Wo badshah ne phir bulaya, the king again called him. As soon as he came, she became cured. So the king said that, why not settle that she stays with him there in the monastery? Khanqah mein hi rakh do isko. So that's where she becomes well and cured completely, she comes back. Now, wo abid to tha, but he was abid and he knew little bit of, but he became more confused. Agar usko yaad hota ki ye na mahram ke saath ikatthe nahi hona ek kamre mein, to live with a na mahram, to be in a one room or one place with a na mahram, bhai shariat ka hukam hai, to wo gumrah na hota. But he became slackened by this. So he knew this command ki bhai na mahram ke saath ikatthe nahi hona, he knew this.
So he said that I am not going to keep her in the khanqah or in my room, etc. She is going to just construct another room, another house for her opposite the khanqah, zaviyah. She will live there. And when she become cured, you can take her back. So now he only visited her once or twice in a day. And he came from, just went outside the door and said, how are you? Yeah, alhamdulillah, is there any problem? No, he came back. So gradually, shaitan never comes in the first day or kahega worship the sun or go to do this sin or do that sin, etc. Not openly. He's not stupid as such. So he will come with the most cunning and very planning initiatives. So similarly, he was taking care, but when every day he was going, he was hearing the voice of Na Mahram, you see. When every day you hear something, the desire in the heart kindles, but let's see who it is, such a beautiful, sweet voice he has. So Shaitan ne kaha, bhai se thodi zyada hi baat kar liya karo, I talk to her more. Now he went into socialization with her, meaning that he had told, how are you, what's happening, etc., etc. That's why many people, brothers and sisters, ask that, can we talk with non-mahram and socialize? And we say to them that the ulama has said, only to the matter of necessity. Necessity. By necessity, we baat karni hai in the college, university, necessity. You know, okay, that you are doing homework together, and then actually the matter gets worse. So homework bhi katthe karna, ye jaiz nahi hai, ek kamre mein. No matter it's homework or it's classwork, wherever it is, necessity. If you want to do homework with another colleague, well, accept select a person from your sex. And necessarily it doesn't need to be a female. Kabhi usi ko zyada homework aata hai. So socialization, there is limit of necessity. Not actually. So he was, firstly he was asking, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? That was okay. But now when he extended his conversation, kya haal hai, kidhar rahi ho, where are you, what are your future plans, what are you, etc. Bas, wahan pe, he is in the planning of shaitan, wo single mein aa raha hai, like a net of spider. Because shariat jo hai, wo, it cuts, it's so, you may say, drastic, and it is so effective, the shariat ka ilm itna, ki agar shari masle pe banda amal kare, wo kabhi gumrah nahi ho sakta. شریعت نے کہا بات نہیں کرنی دیکھنا نہیں یہ کمرے میں نہیں رہنا فنش شیطان کہنا ڈو اینی تھنگ بٹ وین یو یوز یور مائنڈ نو آئی ایم جسٹ کمفرٹنگ اور سم پیپل فون می اینڈ دے سیڈ وین اٹ از سیڈ ٹو دیم دیٹ یو شوڈ ناٹ ہیو دے ہیو دیئر اون وائف اینڈ دین دے ہیو سم ون ایلس دے آر کمیونیکیٹنگ اور اینڈ دے وڈ سے دیٹ از وی ہیو اڈاپٹڈ اے سسٹر لائک پیپل اڈاپٹ اے سن ہم نے ایک سسٹر کو اڈاپٹ کیا ہے ہی از جسٹ اے سسٹر I have doctored him. Maine usko behan banaya. He is like my sister. So why, now this is completely shaitanic saying. Ye shaitani baat hai. Koi behan nahi hai. Siva iske ke jo aapke saath paida hui hai. Ya aapki razai behan hai. Who shared, breastfed your one woman, breastfed you and her. Wohi aapki behan hai. Dusri, in Islam there are, this is your sister. But regarding the relationships and how you should talk, man, this is true. Now, every day I hear from people, so wives complain, the husbands complain. Wife kahegi, I have made a brother, main ek bhai banaya hua hai. And every Eid I have to send the gifts to him, and the letters, wo mera bhai hai. So, sara, if the beginning it's true, but at the end of this will be disaster. Even I say in the beginning, it is false as well. Wo shuru mein bhi gumrahi hai. Kyun? Aaj ke log apne sake behan aur bhai ki qadar nahi karte. They are real sisters and brothers, they are not caring, they are not fulfilling their rights. We are a person living 10 miles or 10 towns away. Isko itna hai ki he is my brother and he or she is my sister, I have to communicate and send money and letters to her, etc. So they are all the tangles and plans of nafs and shaitan. And a person in the truly in the heart, he knows who is doing, he knows. But wo dusro ko dhoka de raha hai. And in actual fact, he is cunning himself. وہ اپنے آپ کو دھوکہ دے رہا ہے. کیونکہ ایک وقت آئے گا کہ وہ گمراہ ہو جائیں گے. So then, اس نے جب وہ عورت, he was in the, with the princess was talking, then شیطان put in his mind, بھئی کبھی اندر بھی جا کے بات کر لیا کو. It doesn't matter if you go 5 minutes inside just to have a chat. اس میں کیا حرج ہے?
just to have an internet chat or anything like this. No. So chat, bishak, internet pe ho, phone pe ho, if it is out of necessity, and that boundary line, wo theek nahi, it is not right. Ab dekhe na, in the news, it was yesterday. Aaj news mein, the one of the head of one of the departments, I think, UNHCR, the head of refugees, or head of a major department of UNO, he has resigned. Usne resign kar liya. He was former Prime Minister of Holland, Netherlands, wo Dutch Prime Minister pehle, aaj uske istifa de diya hai UNO. Why? Because he was accused by women that he was harassing them. And he said, I was only tapping them on the back when they were leaving my room. वो जब कमरे में आ रहे थे तो मैंने सिर्फ पीछे हाथ लगाया है उसके अंदर ट्रैपिंग एंड इट इज क्वाइट ओके उसने कहा बट उसको रिजाइन देना पड़ गया ही हैज रिजाइन अब अगर वो शरीयत पर चलता भाई नाम महरम के साथ इकट्ठे नहीं होना एंड हैंड्स ऑफ एक्चुअली नॉट बाई ट्रैपिंग और गिविंग नथिंग आज उसको ये मुश्किल परेशानी एंड दिस ह्यूमिलिएशन ना होती पूरी दुनिया में इन ऑल द वर्ल्ड यू सी इवन Now even they believe in the Sharia or not, but there is the consequences they suffer. Consequences to unko phir aaj wo apna istifa deke he's expelled, he's been sacked, wapas aa gaya. To bahut bezti ho gayi Holland ki bhi and he's a former prime minister. To kyun bas he did not do anything wrong as such by their standard. And if you say it's a secular country, what he is touching someone, it is up to the person he touches or not. And even do not believe in God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it doesn't matter. You see, still both ways they better. Shaitan, when you follow Shaitan at the end, so first time he said, don't follow Allah or His Messenger or Jesus Christ, etc. He said, that not even think bad of women in your heart. This is the zina of the heart. Ye kalb ka zina hai. Usne usko utni mana, Shaitan ki baat suni. And he listened to the Shaitan and he was harassing, not harassing or fulfilling. His sexual desire through talking. So, ab jo hai wo jab se bhi mahroom ho gaya. Same thing happened with the person of Mushtaq, we take your example. Iske saath bhi same thing. First he listened to Shaitan, and wo jab bhi chali gayi, and actually, Shaitan is successful. So, this person finally, to cut the long story short, he committed zina. This worshipper, he committed zina with the princess. Usne uske saath zina kar liya, uske saath bachcha paida ho gaya. And then, Shaitan put him in his mind. Shaitan ne uske zehen mein dala ki dekho ab jab badshah ko pata chalega aur uske bhaiyon ko wo tumhe maar denge and you will be disgraced. Usne kaha theek hai, I will completely eradicate or eliminate the evidences as well of my sin. Usne dono ko qatl kar diya, bacche ko bhi and the princess and the newborn baby, dono ko qatl kar diya. It was not even a newborn, it was in the womb of the mother. And so Mukhtar, both of them, and he buried them. And when the king and the princess came, and her brothers came, he said she was a righteous woman. I have buried her. This is her grave. Now Shaitan came again in the dream of his brothers. Shaitan can come in. That's why I say to people that do not rely on dreams, especially in the matter of istikhara. Istikhara has nothing to do with the dream. Istikhara ka khab se koi talak nahi. Koi khab, anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam ka khab jo hai, wo wahi hota hai. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kabhi nahi farmaya ki tum istikhara ke baad khab bhi ka intizar karo. That you wait for a dream or anything like this. Istikhara, sath khab ka talak, sunnat istikhara hai jo, uske sath khab ka koi talak nahi. It has no relation. But any other amal buzurg tell you, for example, you do this amal, you see something in dream. It's possible. You can see something in dream, but there's no guarantee. But the istikhara, which is sunnah, the methodology is not of any dream or vision, etc. So, inshallah, most of you know the methodology, or we have covered that before. Bahrhal, usne wo qatl kar diya unko. Shaitan came in the dream of the brothers. He said, that's what he showed the practical scene. That's what he had done with his sister. He said, this is not kiya hai. He showed like a film to him. And phir isne qatl kiya hai us jagah. And see, the evidence is that there will be a child, a baby there as well. Aur uska gala kata hua hai. he did not die from illness. So the princes and the other full army came and they dug the ground and they thought that his throat was cut and there is a baby as well. वो तो पकड़ के ले गए एंड दे वर टू क्रूसीफाई हिम नाउ आई सेड इज अ लॉन्ग स्टोरी ऑफ दिस कटिंग इट शॉर्ट उसको फिर उन्होंने भी क्रूसीफाई करना था एंड देन शैतान केम टू हिम इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम ही सेड इन अनदर फॉर्म ही सेड देखें ही सेड लुक इफ यू एक्सेप्ट मी और बो डाउन टू मी और डू प्रोस्ट्रेट इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी मेरी इबादत मुझे सजदा कर लो आज तुम तो मैं तुम्हें बचा सकता हूं मैं जिन्न हूं मैं बचा सकता हूं आई कैन सेव यू फ्रॉम मैं अपनी फौज लेके आऊंगा दे किंग बादशाह ये खत्म हो जाएंगे सारे दे विल नॉट बी सीन यू तुम मुझे सजदा कर लो सिर्फ तो ही डिड प्रोस्ट्रेट उसने सजदा कर लिया शैतान एंड ही डाइड अल्लाह सुब्हानहु वतआला नोज हाउ विच स्टेट ही डाइड जाहिर तो फिर यही पता चलो कुफर पे मर गया तो इसके लिए उलमा ने ये आयत में इसकी तशरीह में दे हैव मेंशन दिस स्टोरी इन द कमेंट्री ऑफ दिस आयत कमासल शैतान द एग्जांपल लाइक को शैतान इज काल अल इंसान इकफुर फर्स्ट ही से दिस अवे बी अनथैंकफुल एंड कमिट कुफर एंड देन ही सेड काल इन्नी बरी मिनका जब सजदा कर लिया तो शैतान ने कहा मैंने तुम्हें कहा था सजदा कहां सजदा करना इन्नी बरी मिनका आई एम फ्री फ्रॉम ब्लेम इन्नी अखाफुल्लाह रब्बल आलमीन मैं तो अल्लाह से डरने वाला हूं आई फियर अल्लाह मैं तो अल्लाह से डरता हूं अल्लाह पाक बहुत सख्त मार पड़ेगी अल्लाह पाक तुम्हें किसके साथ सजदा करना लेकिन उसने तो कुफर कर लिया अल्लाह सुब्हान तआला फकान आकी बतहमा अन्नहुमा फिन्ना खालिदीन फीहा बोथ ऑफ देम द इनवाइटर एंड द डूअर दे आर बोथ इन द फायर ऑफ हेल फॉरएवर ذلك جزاء الظالمين दिस इज द जजा ऑफ जालिमीन एंड पीपल हु ट्रांसग्रेस The limits, zalim who kehte hain, transgressor. The limits and oppressor who give preference to others than Allah over them. For example, the place of shoes. You know, shoes ki place, joote ki place kya hai? It should be in your feet. Usko saath pe to nahi rakhna chahiye. So similarly, the station, the maqam of Allah is somewhere. You should not place anyone else in place of Him or the Messenger. तो जिस तरह जूते का मुकाम है उसको जूते की जगह में रहने दो टोपी है मामा है वो सर पे आएगा इस तरह अल्लाह और उसके रसूल की बात ये है वो ऊंची हो दैट शुड बी एलिवेटेड ऑल अदर पीपल्स इट इज डाउन इफ यू डू द अपोजिट अगर उल्ट करोगे तो फिर सजाई मिलनी है और दुनिया में भी जिल्लत होगी आखिरत में भी जिल्लत होगी एंड इट इज हिस्ट्री जो बिलीव इन इस्लाम और डू नॉट बिलीव इन इस्लाम और वट एवर यू बिलीव इन इट इज हिस्टोरिकल फैक्ट कि People who disobeyed Allah, jisne Allah aur Rasool ki nafarmani ki, they are disgraced in this world. Anyone remembers Pharaoh's name with respect? Koi Pharaoh ko aaj adab ehtiram se uska naam leta hai? Abu Jahl ka naam leta hai koi adab ehtiram se? Nah, they were the kings. Namrud, koi leta hai naam? All other killers and gangsters, and koi leta hai aaj naam unka izzat se? No. But those people of righteousness, today our eyes and our inner selves bow down for respect to them. Jab unka naam aata hai, to dil hamara adab se jo hai unke samne jhuk jata hai. Adab ehtiram se. So that, inshallah, we will also mention you to the Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala and some of the lessons which we, because one of the dilemma is, aaj ka bahut zyada jo musibat hai, ya kehle, gumrahi hai aaj, that people mention the story of Imam Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ in detail, in graphic detail again and again and again, اور روئیں گے بھی سب کچھ کریں گے لیکن they forget why they did that sacrifice or why they committed that sacrifice کہ انہوں نے کیوں جان دی انہوں نے کیوں اتنی تکلیف برداشت کی اس مقصد کے لیے تھی that مقصد that purpose is still here وہ ابھی بھی ہے وہ مقصد ابھی بھی ادھر ہی ہے तो रोते रहो वो तो उसी तरह कूफे वालों की तरह होगे लाइक पीपल ऑफ कूफा दे इमाम हुसैन वी लव यू वेरी मच बट यू आर बीइंग किल्ड वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू हेल्प यू वी आर गोइंग टू अगेंस्ट यू तो ये तो उस तरह की मोहब्बत है इट इज अ लव लाइक दैट कि भाई हम मोहब्बत तो हमें है लेकिन हम मदद नहीं आपकी करेंगे तो अगर हम भी जितना रोए उस रोने से कोई फायदा नहीं अगर वही दीन इमाम हुसैन रजी अल्लाह तआला का आज भी उसको जरूरत है یعنی عمل کی اور دین پھیلانے کی اور خود ہی دین پر عمل کرنے کی، تو اگر میں اس کو برباد کر رہا ہوں تو امام حسین اسی دین کے لیے اس قربانی دی، اور کسی چیز کے لیے تو نہیں دی انہوں نے. تو انشاءاللہ اس کے متعلق بھی تھوڑا بیان کریں گے اگلے ہفتے، اللہ پاک نے موقع دیا. اینی کوشچن اینی ون ماشواس، کوئی پوچھنی ہے بات تو آپ پوچھ سکتے ہیں. تو مور کلیریفیکیشن.